In the name of Jesus, amen. In today's gospel, we hear the story of a man possessed by many demons. For a long time, he had lived naked and lived among the caves of a graveyard. People in the community had tried to control him by binding him in chains and shackles, but he would always break free and return to the wilderness of the cemetery. The demons had taken control of this man so fully that they drove other people away from him. Demons are like that. They're extremely possessive. They want you all to themselves, and they will do everything in their power to keep others away from you, especially others who want to love you and help you. Jesus asked the man what his name was. The reply was Legion. This poor man had lost his identity. He had surrendered himself into the hands of the demons and now identified himself by their name. Legion, in this case, is a mob of screaming demons clawing at you from every side, pulling you this way and that, and confusing you to the point that you no longer know who you are. The legion of demons in this poor man begged Jesus to leave them alone. They recognized Jesus' power over them. But notice how they put it. They made the man say, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." The demons accused Jesus of being the tormentor, when they, in fact, were the ones who were doing the tormenting. But again, that's how demons are. They make healing seem like sickness, and sickness seem like health. Jesus commanded the legion of demons to come out of the man and enter into a herd of pigs on a nearby hillside. At once, the pigs rushed down the hill and into the lake and were drowned. Some of the people from the village came out to see what had happened, and they were amazed to find this man sitting at the feet of Jesus, fully clothed and in his right mind. If the people had been afraid before, and they were, now they were really afraid. This man whom they had safely ostracized as demon-possessed was well again. And that upset their neat classification of themselves as sane and this man as insane. The designated sick one had lost his designation. All the grounds for prejudice against him had disappeared. That's why they begged Jesus to leave and to leave them alone, because healing was as frightening to them as the sickness had been. As Jesus was departing, the man asked to go with him. And of course, we can't blame him for wanting to leave this community that had only known him to be sick and deranged. But Jesus told him to stay. "Return to your home," Jesus said, "and declare how much God has done for you." Now Jesus, of course, had told some people to come and follow me. But in this case, following Jesus meant staying home. Jesus didn't reject the man's willingness to study and to serve in his kingdom. In effect, Jesus said, "I'm calling you to the congregation that's standing behind you right now. Now go and tell them just how much God has done for you." There are many demons that compete for control in your life and in mine. But today's gospel tells us plainly that for all the power that the demons have, there is a far greater power than all of theirs put together. The name is Jesus Christ. Now, Martin Luther believed in demons, to be sure, but he believed and trusted far more in God, his Savior. Though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, we tremble not, we fear no ill. They shall not overpower us. This world's prince may still scowl fierce as he will. He can harm us none. He's judged. The deed is done. One little word can fell him. The church that is born of God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ by his Holy Spirit lives in this word and has been given the assignment to carry it into all the world. Jesus went to the most unclean person in the unclean Gentile community in one of the most unclean places that one could go. But God can overcome any obstacle to create a hearer and a doer of the word. And now his church is under orders to go into the cemeteries and the dungeons, the snake pits and the asylums, and all of the dens of death where people live in demonic isolation, and to speak boldly the liberating word of forgiveness and hope. The church's mission isn't to join with the frightened townspeople in banishing the sick and the unbelieving to distant graveyards of despair, but to invade those graveyards and to set all people free, and to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.